You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Kurt Hegick-Schweiler, the founder of Builders Coach, a building industry business coach who helps builders and building contractors run more profitable businesses. Kurt, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Really appreciate it.
And I appreciate it as well, and thanks for your time. Looking forward to hearing all the details on Builders Coach. So for starters, what are some tips to grow and restructure your team so your business can be successful and achieve a seven-figure net profit?
Absolutely. So team growth and structuring starts with leadership. The reality is your business will never outgrow your leadership. So as Jim Rohn famously said, you've got to work harder on yourself than you do on your business. So it all starts with that leadership mindset, working harder on yourself than you do on your business. And then as you grow your team, you employ from the bottom up. So let go of those low-skill, low-fun tasks and free yourself up so that you can work more on the business, step back as the owner of the business and play more of a directional role.
And certainly makes sense and a great way to lead things off today. Tell us, Kurt, what is an unfair advantage, the thing you do that others don't?
Well, again, it comes back to the leader of the business. So, and mindset is so very important. And embracing marketing is really the unfair advantage. Now, it sounds really basic, but within that, it's about becoming a specialist. So being the cardiologist, not the general practitioner in your field. So if you're a builder, for example, and you're a remodeler, you become the remodeling specialist in your geographical area. And with that, you build authority, credibility, and trust. And in this day and age, becoming a marketing influencer, so using education-based marketing, helping people understand what's involved, again, if you're a remodeler in remodeling, all the pitfalls to avoid. We've got people that have written books and use that as a tool to help educate their prospective clients, again, building authority, credibility, and trust. But you can create quality video content, great photos, and get to the point where you become the go-to specialist in your area, in your local community, and not only influence prospective clients, but also your competitors in your area as well. So becoming a marketing influencer, but again, it begins with that mindset of embracing that concept. A lot of people are scared to put themselves out there and to embrace the concept of marketing.
Certainly a lot of truth in that right there. Now, what percentage of your time do you or your team spend on tasks that make money, and how well are you doing those?
Look, the most powerful thing you can do, and in fact, the number one thing that you need to do, or the task that you need to spend time on to run an efficient and highly profitable business, is to work on your business. So most people would be aware of the difference between working on your business versus in it. Our clients spend at least 5 hours a week working on their business, and it's the planting the seeds that will reap a harvest later. That people need to understand that concept. You're going to work on your systems, on your marketing, on your sales development, on your employing the right people and putting key performance indicators in place, like identifying what parts of the business need to be measured and worked on to run it more efficiently and more profitably so that you can generate results down the track. So really, again, freeing up time and devoting quiet time to working on the business is definitely the most important. And as you gain more control of your business, as you put more systems in place and structure the team so that you can step back and play more of a directional role, you're able to spend more and more time working on business improvement, business development.
And which is so important for sure. Today we are joined by Mr. Kurt Hegick-Schweiler, the founder of Builders Coach, a building industry business coach who helps builders and building contractors run more profitable businesses, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how do you achieve significant profit and volume growth? Touch on some of those details from your perspective.
The number one thing that we see is people not focusing on the margin. And it sounds so fundamental and business 101, but really you need to know your margins. You need to know what product or service is the most profitable for your business. And that's a case of really looking at an individual profit and loss on a particular job. So how much money came in, and after your expenses, how much gross profit did you make? And then work that out as a percentage, and that's your margin. Once you have that and you've identified your most profitable work or product or service, you then pursue more of that type of work. And that's called, you know, chasing the profit over the volume. Most people are chasing volume. They're just trying to get that next job in, get some cash flow in. And if you make that decision to pursue the most profitable work and then embrace marketing, as I mentioned before, then your incremental profits will outpace expenses. And that's when you can start making significant profit.
Yeah, some tremendous information right there. Thanks for sharing your thoughts there. Now, how do you figure out your break-even point for your business? Talk to us about that.
Break-even point, I'll give you the equation straight up. It's your fixed expenses divided by gross margin percentage. Now, if your eyes glazed over when I said that, that's okay. Most people do. The good news is you don't need to understand the mathematics. You don't need to understand how a number divides by a percentage. What you need to know is that equation, and that equation works every time. Again, this is business 101. Sadly, a lot of people don't look at their break-even point, or they weren't very good at maths, doing mathematics, so they tend to sweep it under the carpet and ignore it. But you need to know what volume of work you need to generate in whatever business you're in, at what margin, so the volume of work at what margin to cover your fixed expenses. Because beyond that point is when you start making a profit. And when I say profit, I mean net profit. So the very important decision you need to make as the leader of your business is not so much how do you figure out your break-even point and what's the calculation. It's who can you get in touch with, or who knows how to calculate your break-even point. So with our guys, I recommend that find a good bookkeeper, that find someone who does, again, is a specialist, does bookkeeping specifically for builders or building contractors, and can help answer that question for them. So instead of spending time trying to get your head around the mathematics, spend some time finding the right person who can do it for you. But break-even point is absolutely crucial. In fact, break-even point and margin, those two areas would be the two that cause the biggest problems for most business owners.
Well, Kurt, certainly appreciate your visit with us here today. A lot of information, and most helpful information, shared here today on the program. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or one last final tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Remember to work harder on yourself than you do in your business. Keep working on your business and work on the to generate the harvest later. I see so many people 3 feet from gold, working hard on their business, not getting the return they want immediately, and then they give up. Don't give up. Hang in there. And make sure you get the right advice. Look for someone who has already achieved the results that you want to achieve. Success leaves clues. Follow that advice, and success will be inevitable.
Well, if that doesn't motivate you, nothing else will. And thanks so much, Kurt, for pointing that out and your concluding remarks. If listeners wanted to be in touch with you and get more information on Builders Coach, where is the best place online to find the details?
People can contact me direct at builderscoach.com. So that's builder with an S, builderscoach, C-O-A-C-H.com. And they can contact me direct through there.
And that certainly does work. Again, Mr. Heggett Schweiler, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
You too. Thank you so much, Eric.
We've been speaking with Mr. Kurt Heggett Schweiler, the founder of Builders Coach, a building industry business coach who helps builders and building contractors run more profitable businesses. And for all the details, visit builderscoach.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.